Sokala Duma Radio. Sport Pesa is here. Use your phone, put your disky knowledge to the test and score. Register now at www.sportpesa.co.za and join coach Doc Kumalo by getting in the game. Register, deposit, play. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. Sport Pesa Pty Ltd is licensed and regulated by the Western Cape Gambling Board. No persons under the age of 18 are permitted to gamble. National Responsible Gambling Program 0800 006 008. All events are fixed odds betting games.
Sokala Duma Radio.
Hello and welcome to the Sit Down with Doc, brought to you by SportPesa. My guest is football legend and SportPesa ambassador, Dr. Kumalo, as we discuss a hot topic, a very hot topic, and give a fixture prediction. One-time Absa Premiership champions Bidvest Wits enjoy a 5-point lead at the top of the league table. It's an intense battle with both Sundowns and Orlando Pirates not too far off the log leaders. Can Wits win the title? Do they have enough to seal the league marathon? My guest, Dr. Kumalo, will try and answer those questions. Before we get into it, though, don't forget to visit www.sportpesa.co.za and enjoy some gaming fun with great odds on offer. So, enjoy this episode.
Sokala Duma Radio.
Another issue that I really, really wanted to find out from you, as an experienced PSL competitor yourself, is the fate of the league and whether or not Bidvest Wits have enough depth to be able to win it. Gavin Hunt has won it 4 times. He's won it most times than any other coach. 3 times with SuperSport United and 1 time with Bidvest Wits. Now, they are up there in the league. Do you think that they have sufficient strength and talent to be able to win it? Why not? Where can they lose it?
You know, when you talk Bidvest, you're talking about a team that is coached by somebody who has tasted a lot of time glory of lifting that PSL Championship trophy. A coach with a bigger pedigree. A coach that has a plan. A coach that has so much material that he can win this league. Yes, of course, they might be going up and down like a yo-yo. But at some stage, when you look at it, let's look at Wits University last season. They were struggling down there. And they went back to the drawing board. And they are leading. The rest are following. That means there's something that Gavin realized that was not working last season. And he fixed it. And this is a team that we never thought they will be PSL champions. Or maybe they, for that matter, they will win any trophies. But because Gavin knows very well what kind of players. This is one coach that I know. By players that are going to compete for him for that particular season. And then probably next season. Thank you very much. He's looking for another player. Wits is capable of leading. Wits will be capable, probably even lifting this trophy. Mark my words.
And let's look at where they can lose it then. Orlando Pirates, Mamelodi Sundowns, high up there in terms of providing competition. Let's look at that, the competition. When you look at them strength to strength in comparison to those teams?
You know, I'm not going to compare Wits to the two teams because at the moment, the two teams, they have a bigger squad than this and high-profile players. But we're talking about here talent versus hard-working. Best players are hard-working players. And Sundowns and Pirates, they have talented players. I'm not saying they're not working hard. But when you look at this, they have ample time at home without any worries of traveling, cap games, injuries, all sort of things that I can count on. Because they are focusing only on winning championships. But with the two teams that we've spoken about, they are in the CAF game, also campaigning in the PSL 1-2 championship. So there's so much pressure. And remember, traveling is part of loading. So that on its own, you know, it depends who has a better plan in terms of how do you maneuver the players. Do you change the certain players when you play for the PSL game? When you go for CAF, do you change the same player? I mean, other players, give them a chance. Do they have CAF? Time will tell. So with that, they don't have to go anywhere. They are concentrating mainly on PSL games.
All right. That is the opinion of Dr. Kumalo about Bidvest Wits and their propensity to win the Absa Premiership. Free State Stars are at the bottom of the log, slowly creeping their way up. They take on Chipa United at home on the 9th of February. Chippa United languishing at the bottom of the log with a new coach in Clinton Larson. Where do you see that one going? Tough one to predict, but who is your money on there?
Like you just alluded to the fact, it's a tough one to predict. Let's look at how the two teams have played in the last 3 days. Not impressive at all. Yes, they might have been having a better track record in terms of the games that they've played and they've won in the last couple of games. Chippa, at the moment, stopping and changing of the coaches. Will this probably be the solution when they bring on Clinton Larson? Will the players come and rise to an occasion? I'm not too sure about that. Because at the moment, they're languishing down there at the bottom, because that is on its own, it's a pressure. So going away, I'll give it to Free State Stars.
Free State Stars winning at home to Chippa United on the 9th of February. Doc, we thank you very much for your predictions and your time and your thoughts as well.
Thank you very much, my brother, for having me.
And we thank you very much for listening. Remember to game responsibly. Catch us next time for another edition of the Sit Down with Doc, brought to you by SportPesa.
Sokala Duma Radio. Sokala Duma Radio.